You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Yes, hello and a very warm welcome along to the William Hill Golf Podcast. Sam Norris and Dave Tindall with you on this week's edition, looking ahead to two events. We've got the Italian Open on the European Tour, and it's the Memorial Tournament on the PGA Tour. As mentioned, Sam Norris here in the presenter's chair, and Dave Tindall is the man opposite me, tasked with picking out some winners for us today. How are you, Dave?
Yeah, good, thank you, Sam. And it's nice to see you've not got some weird formats this week to spend hours researching.
I've almost forgot how regulation stroke play events work.
I know, it's just 72 holes, 4 rounds, no silliness this time.
Which is great. Looking forward to getting stuck into those tournaments in due course. We'll recap the action, though, last week, first of all. Starting at Wentworth, the BMW PGA Championship won by Francesco Molinari, who saw off Rory McIlroy to win by 2 shots. Good performance by Molinari. He's now dreaming of a Ryder Cup spot. In his two previous Ryder Cup appearances, Europe have won both. And the course this year in France is one that he plays particularly well. Is he bound to be on Thomas Bjorn's mind after last week, Dave?
Yeah, I think that was a big, big week for him, Molinari. He's gone so close at Wentworth a number of times, runner-up last year, lots of top tens before that. And you're kind of thinking, is he destined to be the nearly man there? But no, he got it done. I think everyone was giving the title to Rory at halfway, but he just didn't find enough birdies on the weekend, and Molinari did play the weekend in 10 under, and a very deserved winner. Impressive to see him get it done, and maybe, you know, the lure of the Ryder Cup, as you say, one of his favourite courses, just got him over the line. And obviously this week again, he's back in Italy. What timing.
Yes, indeed. It couldn't have come at a better time, really, from his point of view. In terms of Rory McIlroy, Dave, the final round was a little bit lacklustre. That eagle putt late in his round that fell agonisingly short, that would have made things very interesting. But it was a solid week for Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, I think if you're just analysing it on his bare finishing position, runner-up is good, especially as he'd missed three of the previous four cuts there. So good on that point of view. But is it becoming a little bit of a habit with Rory? You think he's going to win, and then at the Masters he's going to kick on, and he just didn't find the magic in the final round. So yeah, I think maybe we're starting to learn that if Rory's got a lead at halfway or after 54, it's not case closed anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, which does, you know, in terms of doing some in-running betting, you've got a chance to look at the rest of the field because, you know, he doesn't close out events like Tiger used to. So Molinari offered a bit of value for people who've got, betting running there.
Yeah, if it is a trait that's beginning to develop, it's one that he'll be keen to shake off pretty quickly. From a personal point of view, it was a good week on the tipping front last week as well, Dave, with Afri Barnerat finishing tied fifth at Wentworth at 50-1, I think.
Yeah, it was 50-1. He did me proud. Kiradesh Afri Barnerat. Sometimes you get greedy, and even though he was, you know, he's got the each way money, if he'd played the par 5, 17th, and 18th. In the same number of shots as Molinari, would have won.
Right, okay.
He had a complete nightmare on them, especially in round one. Finished 7-6 when he was leading the tournament. So played the 18th, which is a par 5. You know, guys were making lots of birdies there, the odd eagle. He played that 18th in 2 over, so he started thinking, if only, but then Molinari might have said, if I'd done this. So
sure.
You can't get too involved in that. But yeah, good performance from Afri Barnerat at 50-1. It does show again what a classy player he is.
Yes, very well done to you as well for that one last week. It was a good weekend for Europe, full stop, with Justin Rose prevailing at Colonial. There's no doubt about his Ryder Cup participation, of course. His 9th PGA Tour title. And it's seen the Englishman rise to number 3 in the world. Bit of a blow for the European Tour that he wasn't playing at Wentworth last week, but it proved to be a very profitable decision.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Dave mentioned it on the podcast last week. He's got to fulfil a certain amount of tournaments in America.
Oh, I think I was reading about this last week. Do you have to? You're obliged to play an event every 4 years or something like that?
Yeah, one that you haven't had on your schedule for a while. So he's looking, well, I can't do that one. And I was kind of saying, well, could he not have found a different one? But I just wonder, with that in mind,
it's only the flagship event for the Europeans.
Whether that in mind, is somehow there's some like guilt motivating him to try even harder than he would have done. It was kind of, he'd not got a great record at Colonial, even though you'd think he would do well there because of his ball strike, and maybe he was just thinking, I'll prove I was right to go there. So yeah, very impressive from Justin Rose, and you know, with the sort of quickfire round of majors coming up, US Open, US PGA, he's got to be one to think about, because at the end of last year he was in sensational form. So if he plays like he did at Colonial last week, he's got to be someone you're thinking, especially at the US Open, I think.
Yeah, he'll be playing the Memorial this weekend as well, so another chance to get a look at Justin Rose, who won that event last week. Still a little way away from the Ryder Cup, but I think the European Tour tweeted this yesterday. The current World Top 20 contains 9 Europeans and 8 Americans at the moment. Yeah. Got to bode well at the... We're still a few months away, but it's shaping up really nicely.
Absolutely, yeah. Sort of the best of them lot against the best of our lot.
Yes.
I think it really is, as you say, looking good.
The 3 exceptions in the top 20, Dave, off the top of your head, that aren't European or American? It took me ages to get one of them yesterday.
It's probably really obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brandon Grace?
So.
No.
No.
Jason Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. Oh, I don't know. I've gone blank.
I struggled yesterday as well. I got Jason Day, and Hideki Matsuyama is the other one. Who's 11.
I wondered if he'd just fallen away.
And the other one is another Australian... Mark Leishman.
Mark Leishman, right.
Yeah. But it took me ages to get Mark Leishman yesterday.
Right.
But anyway, shaping up hopefully to be a decent Ryder Cup. We're going to look on to this week's events, though, and we start in Europe with the Italian Open, where the event heads to the Garda Golf Country Club, which is near Lake Garda. Measures in at 7,201 yards. Plays to a par of 71. Francesco Molinari, perhaps no surprise, is the 9-1 favourite, an event that he's won twice before. Alex Noren is 10-1. Tommy Fleetwood, 11s. Ian Poulter, 16s. Matt Fitzpatrick is 16s. 20-1 for Rafa Cabrera-Bello, and 28-1. And bigger prices for the rest of them. Molinari has mentioned a 2-time winner of this event in his homeland, of course, and he got that win last week. He's an obvious place to start. Not that surprised to see him put in as favourites. His 2 wins haven't come at this course, however, Dave. What do you think of him this week at that price?
Yeah, he's obviously got a massive chance, hasn't he? You do wonder how much it's taken out of him winning at Wentworth, whether he'll just sort of breathe out a little bit and go, you know.
Yeah.
But then maybe it's a good thing to get him straight back into an event where he needs to be on it and he'll want to impress again. It is a new course. It's been used before in various events quite a few years ago, but Italian courses are fairly similar. Most of them are tree-lined. This one's got a bit of water on it as well. So I think any good form in Italy will carry over. As you say, Molinari is a 2-time winner of his home event, which is no mean feat, because often players, they put all sorts of extra pressure on themselves. Everyone wants a piece of them that week. So it is a tough thing to do to win your home open. He's done it twice, but maybe it's just asking a bit much to follow it back-to-back from Wentworth.
Just mentioning the course there, Dave. Shorter in length compared to quite a few courses. You're not necessarily going to have to drill it off the tee this week.
No, I think it does. If you fancy a player who's a bit of a shorty, I think there's more emphasis on maybe hitting greens in regulation and scrambling than just bombing it off the tee. So, yeah, I think it's quite a wide open field this week.
Yes. Where do you go in terms of a selection then?
I'm going to go for a player who I'm hoping is still at 50-1. Let's just check. Yeah, there he is. Alexander Bjork. He's been a popular pick on this podcast over the last few weeks and months. No great rocket science about it. It's just that he is a winner in China, won the China Open at the end of April, was 3rd in Morocco the week before that. The last few months as well, everyone's saying he's going to win. So he proved it, did win. Went to Wentworth, and I think there's a few bit of each way cash for him there as well. Didn't do a lot wrong, to be honest. Shot 71, 70, 71, 70. So 4 consistent rounds. Hit it straight off the tee. So I just think he's just slipped back to a price where he's gettable again. You would have thought maybe after his China win, we would have been looking at maybe something quite prohibitive like 35s. Yeah, 40s would be quite reasonable. But 50s, I think, is certainly a little green flag for me. no course form, but as I've said about Italian courses, there is some kind of continuity between them. You go back to his Challenge Tour days. This is when we noted him as a player to watch. He played three events in Italy on the Challenge Tour last couple of years. In the last two, in 2016, he was fourth and second. So he's going to go back to Italy, whether he just likes a bit of pasta and pizza, I don't know.
Could well do.
Just likes the country as a whole. But he's got positive memories of Italy. Fourth in the Montecchio Open in 2016. Runner-up in the Terra dei Consoli Open in September 2016. So these are recent memories he's got of Italy. Played in the Italian Open at the back end of last year. Actually started with a 64. So he was going well in this tournament, a different venue, back in October. So just a place where he can do well, and he's obviously in very good form still. The 27th at Wentworth. Okay, we never really saw him on the leaderboard, but I thought 27th to back up the recent win was very decent in a very good field. So I expect him to give us an each-way run this week. Mm. Alexander Bjork.
Yeah, 50-1 for Alexander Bjork. As you say, played well in Italy in the past. And by all accounts, this is a lovely course to play golf on this week. Had a look at a couple of the pictures. Noted, you mentioned this in your European Tour piece as well. Very picturesque settings. So if he does like Italy in general, this is a great place to play golf.
Yeah, and George Clooney's favourite place, Lake Garda.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So. A lovely part of the world.
Yes.
You wouldn't see Clooney going to any other place, would you?
No, absolutely not. Bjork at 50-1 then. Were there other selections this week, or is he the main one?
He's my only one this week. I mean, there's a number you can look at. It is a good front end of the market. Alex Noren played really well at Wentworth, tied third. Tommy Fleetwood did okay to a point at Wentworth. Just had a shocker on Saturday where he actually came out and apologised. I think it was Saturday was a kind of day for top sportsmen coming out to apologise. Loris Karius there.
Yes. I wasn't going to mention it. I didn't know if it would still be too painful. But.
Well, yeah, it was a tough watch. But Fleetwood came out and just sort of said, sorry, that was a bit rubbish what I've done there. 77 he shot. But he came back well on the Sunday. So he could go well. Ian Poulter's won this tournament twice, or won in Italy twice back in a number of years ago. 16-1 could go well. Matt Fitzpatrick, think this is his sort of course, tree-lined, where you don't have to boom it. He could go well. I mean, but these are all at the front end of the market.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Any one of those winning wouldn't surprise me at all. Ross Fisher as well. He could go well. Played well at Wentworth for the first, for three rounds. So he could go well. Even someone like Paul Dunne, who didn't play well at Wentworth, but he's played so much good golf this year. He's drifted out to 33. So again, he could make a mark. So it's pretty competitive at the front end, but I just thought at the prices, 50s on Bjork was the one that caught my eye the most.
Good stuff. We are a fifth of the odds place, 1-6 on the Italian Open this week. Let's go on to the PGA Tour event then this week. We're also a fifth of the odds place, 1-6 on the Memorial Tournament, which goes to the Muirfield Village Golf Club. The course measuring in at 7,392 yards, a par of 72. And Dustin Johnson and Jason Day, the 12-1 joint favourites. It's then 14-1. Justin Rose, Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy. Jordan Spieth, 16-1. Tiger Woods, 18-1. Ricky Fowler, 20-1. 25s for Henrik Stenson and Mark Leishman, 33-1. And bigger prices for the rest of them. About as good a field as you're likely to get. Albeit, this event hasn't gone to one of the market principals for a few years now. The last few winners won't have been the first name on people's lips over the last few years.
Yeah, I think so. It's It's a course where you don't need to be particularly great off the tee. You can just sort of get it out there, knock it into a reasonable length. So the bombers can't really, you know, cash in on their extra big hitting. So it's about hitting. It's about second shot golf course. Jack Nicklaus, that's how he designed it. He wanted to reward good iron play. So, and he did. Jack Nicklaus, six-time winner at Augusta. He did sort of take elements of Augusta. He wants it to be a second-shot golf course. He does want fast greens. So if you've got good Augusta form, I think that translates well, correlates well. So, I mean, the big interesting one, and I did come close to putting him up, is Tiger Woods. He's won this five times. And I feel like I should, at some point this year, say Tiger's going to win one.
Yeah.
And I think it would be no bad strategy to just look at these courses where he's won numerous times, such as Bay Hill, such as Torrey Pines, such as this one, So I did look at him, and he's been nibbled out. I think he opened up a little bit bigger than that, but he's now 18s. And then you start to look at all the players around him. And
but yeah, that's the thing in a field of this strength where we've got pretty much all the good players in the world lining up. I do take your point with Tiger Woods, but he's sort of every week you sort of see him put in and you think, that's a little bit short. And in this field, maybe it is. But as you say, the layers have no option given his record.
Well, yes, I mean, he will. People are employing that same strategy, just waiting for one of Tiger's courses to come up again. This is one of them. We'll pile in into him this week. But 18 is just a bit too short, I guess. Mm.
Where were you looking then in terms of selections this week?
Well, I think I found a really nice 50-1 shot again in the form of Charles Schwartzel. So I've made that link between this place and Augusta. He's a former Masters winner, Charles Schwartzel, won it in 2011. He was also third at Augusta National in the past couple of years ago. Just his form at the minute is really... He's a strange player. Sometimes you think he's got all the talent in the world and he's going to win lots, and he seems to sort of disappoint you quite a lot. But recently, something's really clicked. He was third in the Zurich Classic, that pairs event, when he teamed up with his mate Louis Oosthuizen. And I think that gave him a bit of a jolt of confidence, because since then, he's gone on to finish ninth at the Wells Fargo and then runner-up at the Players' Championship. That's that is very impressive form. He said he's much happier with his putting. That has let him down in past times, but he said he just trusts his putter again. First in the all-around at Sawgrass in the Players' Championship, so all elements of his game looking good. Fourth in greens in reg, which is one I particularly like for this week. And he's got the course form as well at this venue. You'd think, he's got the game for it. And then the actual, proof, there it is in black and white with his results. Tied 8th in 2013 and 14th. Tied 11th 2016. And he's got 5 top 25s in his last 7 appearances here. So I think he always plays well here in his current form. I think he can really have a run at it. He's also got some form at Firestone, another... We're in Ohio this week. Firestone is the home of the WGC Bridgestone. So it's another tree-lined track in Ohio. He's got some good form there as well. 4th 2014, 7th 2016. So he's got the course form. He's got the form on correlating courses. He's got the current form. Put it all together, I think 50-1 is a nice price on Charles Schwartzel.
Yeah, I like that. 50-1 then for Charles Schwartzel. Any others here?
Yeah, I'm going to go a little bit further down the betting as well and absolutely play the jump on the team course form bandwagon here, because Matt Kuchar has got amazing form at this venue. Won it in 2013, runner-up 2016, fourth, so 2000, I've scribbled that down, I think it says 2011 runner-up, fourth the last 2 years, fifth 2009, so he's got 7 top tens in the last 9 years, so I mean, that's superb form. He's not maybe been pulling up trees quite of late. Tied 17th at Sawgrass was decent enough, though. Tied 32nd at Colonial last week. He did have a third round 65, so that was good. And he was 9th for greens in regulation. So his iron play, which I think is the thing you need to be on the money with this week, was good last week. So once he goes back to this course, he definitely goes up a couple of grades. So I think to get 40-1, if you back Matt Kuchar at 40-1 in this event every year, you're making money. So I can see him having a big week. That said, it is a very impressive lineup.
Certainly is, 40-1 for Matt Kuchar. Is that about doing it in terms of selections here? Or
I mean, you can give chances to lots of them. I mean, Justin Rose, why not? He was so good last week. He's got a great record in this event. Rory's iron play was better at Wentworth. That's been holding him back. He could go well again. So could Spieth, and on it goes. So, but they were all sort of around their money. No one was sort of thinking, there's a bit of juice in that one. Ricky Fowler's got a very kind of feast or famine record at this place. So him at 20s could be reasonable. And I also looked at the man we mentioned before, Hideki Matsuyama. Who's just starting to come back into it. Did fall away his form, but he's just started to come back into it. He's won this event before and played here in the President's Cup as well. So he really loves this venue. 33s on his best, that would be an each-way price.
Yeah, you talk about feast or famine there. He had that purple patch a year or so ago and then sort of faded away again, but as you say, beginning to play a little
bit
better again.
Yeah, he's just dropping
now.
Hints that some good stuff's coming around the corner. Maybe he's one to keep in mind for the majors as well.
Okay. Any of those, or indeed at Italy, that would really peeve you if they were to succeed this week?
I think there's plenty in Italy, but I think the one that would peeve me from both overall would be Tiger.
Tiger, yeah.
Because if he was 28th or something, he's not going to be, but if he was, I'd played him this week.
Okay. Staking strategies then. You've got one pick this week in Italy and two at the Memorial Tournament. Talk us through how you bet them.
Yeah, I'm going to play a point each way on them all. So that's a point each way, Charles Schwartzel at 50s, and a point each way, Matt Kuchar at 40s at Memorial. And then over on the European Tour in Italy, I'll have a point each way as well on Alexander Bjork at 50s.
Okay. Good stuff. Loads of golf coming up this week. Then we are 50 odds, place 1 through to 6 on both of those tournaments. Got the Women's US Open as well this week. Loads of golf tournaments available on the William Hill website. Do check out all of the betting. Thank you very much for tuning into this edition of the Golf Podcast. Dave, thank you very much. Pleasure as ever.
Yeah, cheers, Sam.
And best of luck with the selections this week.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.